Friends, Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, the divine Messiah. He was born in Bethlehem in humble circumstances and laid in a manger. It seems few residents of Bethlehem were interested in him. His mother Mary and her fiancé Joseph were basically strangers to the town. The Gospel records only two groups of visitors to the humble family. One was a group of simple local shepherds who were told about Jesus' birth by an angel. The other was a group of foreign wise men who came all the way from Persia, guided by an unusual star which indicated to them the birth of a Jewish king. A week after his birth, it was time to give the baby the name Jesus, which was divinely assigned. He was also circumcised according to Old Testament instruction. Later, his dedication as a firstborn child took place in the temple. At that time, there was in the temple a simple man called Simeon. He's described in the second chapter of Luke's Gospel as righteous and devout. He was a man devoted to the worship of God and to serving people. The Gospel reports that Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, or the Lord's Messiah. So Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. What did this mean? The rest of the Gospel passage answers that question. Simeon was in the temple at that time not by a mere coincidence. Again, the Bible refers to the Holy Spirit. We read that he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." Friends, the Israelites had waited the arrival of a Messiah, a special person promised to come through the royal line of King David. Most longed for an earthly king to liberate and save them from the foreign masters of the Roman Empire and restore to them an earthly nation kingdom. To Simeon, however, the matter was very different. He was guided by his knowledge of Holy Scriptures to recognize Jesus as the promised Messiah. His desire was to live long enough to meet him. He was delighted to see the one who is Emmanuel, who embodied the very presence of God on earth. To him, Jesus the Messiah is a light for revelation to the Gentiles. This is the way God's glory became a reality for Israel. So Jesus fulfilled the needed consolation of Israel. His glorious divine presence with people required preparation. To Simeon, Jesus' presence meant a wonderful fulfillment of a personal hope. More importantly, it also meant the fulfillment of the divine saving blessing promised to all families of the earth through Abraham. This gave Simeon an abiding peace. The Messiah, the light of the world, brought the promised consolation, hope, and comfort to all nations. He came to establish salvation for all peoples, and not just for Jews. So the real celebration of Christmas is about praising God for what Jesus, the Messiah, established for humanity: heavenly peace, comfort, hope, and joy. Friends, like the simple shepherds and the wise men of the East, Simeon was richly blessed as he received the real message of Christmas and rejoiced in it. It is the heavenly message of abiding true hope. This message was brought to Mary, to Joseph, to the shepherds, to the wise men. Today, it is in the gospel also for all people. The angel who brought the good news to the shepherds was joined by a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace among those with whom God is pleased." Joy to the world. Jesus, the Messiah, Savior, Emmanuel, has come. Hallelujah.